Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Affirmations for Feeling Enough, Grounded Self-Trust, your daily dose of real talk and radical self-love. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and girl, do we have a juicy topic brewing today. We're diving deep into the world of resilience, baby, because let's be honest, life can sometimes feel like that spinning teacup ride at the carnival. Exhilarating one minute, totally upside down the next. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water? You know that feeling when you're juggling a million things, deadlines are looming, and suddenly you're questioning if you have enough energy left in the tank to even make coffee? Yeah, I feel you. But guess what? We can absolutely build resilience, that inner strength that helps us bounce back from anything life throws our way. And the key ingredient? Self-care, darling. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are fantastic. It's about intentionally nurturing your mind, body, and soul so you can handle whatever comes your way. First things first, let's get real. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Imagine trying to run a marathon on an empty stomach, not gonna happen, right? Your well-being is the fuel that powers you through life. When we prioritize self-care, we create a foundation of strength and stability. Think about it like this. You wouldn't wait until your car was running on fumes before filling up the tank, would you? Treat yourself with the same level of care. Secondly, remember that self-care is deeply personal. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. What nourishes one person might leave another feeling drained. So take time to explore what truly recharges your batteries. Do you find peace in nature walks, a good book, or cranking up your favorite tunes? Maybe it's spending quality time with loved ones, practicing yoga, or simply allowing yourself some quiet contemplation. Listen to your inner compass and honor your unique needs. Thirdly, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Schedule it in, just like any other important appointment. Think of it as an investment. Investing in your own well-being yields the highest returns. Even if you only have 10 minutes to spare, use it wisely. Take a mindful walk, listen to a calming track, or simply close your eyes and breathe deeply. Small acts of self-care can make a world of difference over time. Now, let's talk about boundaries, your own personal safe space. Boundaries are essential for building resilience because they protect your energy and prevent burnout. Learning to say no to things that drain you is a powerful act of self-love. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Remember, you don't have to please everyone all the time. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and well-being. Finally, remember that resilience isn't about avoiding setbacks altogether. It's about how we respond to them. Challenges are inevitable, but they don't define us. When things get tough, lean into your self-care practices, practice gratitude for the good things in your life, and remind yourself of your strength and capability. You've got this. Let me tell you a story. Imagine Sarah, a high school teacher who juggles a demanding job with raising two young kids. She's constantly on the go, feeling stretched thin and struggling to keep up. One day, she realizes that she needs to make a change. So, Sarah starts incorporating small acts of self-care into her routine, a daily walk after work, 15 minutes of meditation before bed, and a monthly massage with a friend. These small changes make a big difference. She feels more energized, less stressed, and better equipped to handle the challenges that come her way. Sarah's story reminds us that even tiny acts of self-care can have a profound impact on our resilience. Listen up, amazing humans. Today's key takeaways are simple but powerful. Remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Explore what truly nourishes you, make it a non-negotiable part of your routine, set those boundaries like a boss, and most importantly, believe in your own strength and capability. You're resilient, you're capable, and you've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share them with me on social media using the hashtag #GroundedSelfTrust. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright, my loves.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.